art, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You can get us on the internet at citr.ca. And what else can you get? You can get us on cable, maybe? I think you can. You used to be taken off cable for a while, but I think now we're on there. It's somewhere on the check your listings. But if you're listening, you probably know how or why you're listening to the show. So why am I even bothering? I'm going to talk about the show tonight. On the show tonight at 10 o'clock, live in studio, we have two fantastic performers for you. They're going to be playing their music. We have Orchard Pinkish and also Alan Forrester. So that's happening at around, well, it's going to start at 10 o'clock. So please stick around and stay for the show. You are going to enjoy it. We haven't had a live act on the show for a little bit, so stick around for that. I am going to start off the program tonight with a band from Vancouver. This is Collapsing Opposites with, well, it's from the latest album, which came out about a year ago. Revolution is Now. This is a song called Bump on a Log. If it plays, maybe it's not going to play.
Stick in the mud, bump on a log, sitting on your rock, singing your song, going to work, walking your dog, put them in their place.
Once again, spoke too soon. Let's go back to Collapsing Opposite in a bit. It'll teach me for playing stuff. I should have brought the CD instead of trying to play off the internet, because the internet cannot be trusted. But never fear. I'm going to play for you the next track that I was going to play. Except it's not really ready yet, but it will be now. The point of this set was to Do a bunch of songs from, there used to be a band in Vancouver called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And they played in Shindig, and among other things. And they did pretty well for themselves. And Ryan McCormick from the band Collapsing Opposite was in that band, along with many other people you may know in Vancouver in various bands and such. So I'm going to, without further ado, I'm going to play some They Shoot Horses, Don't They, for you. Hopefully this will work, but it's off my my device, so hopefully it should work. Here we go. Barely worked.
Persuasive ways are more than
All right, it's not that bad.
That prick.
He stole money from me.
That prick.
Was gone when he got married.
That church.
Told that girl to dump me.
That ex.
Told the world everything. Said I'd be on the bill.
That prick.
Took all my posters down.
That girl.
She won't talk to me still.
Alright, I'm change of plans here. No more attempting to play things off the internet. Obviously, things are not going the way that I planned, but never fear, you always have a backup plan when you're on doing a radio show, right? Yes, perfect. Let's do, you know what? what we should do is let's play something old, because I do have a musical player here, and I do have a full libraries of CDs and such, all nicely ripped, and just wasn't planning for this. I'm going to play for you an old ancient band. They are from Vancouver, and huge involvement back. If you remember, there used to be a nice little venue in Vancouver called the Sugar Refinery, which is on top of I don't know what it is now. I think it's now called the Refinery, which is kind of, I wouldn't say ironic, but I don't know what the word is for it. Sacrilege almost. It's on Granville Street, right where the entertainment district was. It's on the second floor. It's a very nice, chill, vegan, as a vegetarian, maybe both, I don't know. Restaurant has been so long. It's been shut down for 10 years. Anyways, it's a very nice venue. I've seen many, many acts there. Julie Durand used to play there, among many things. This band would play there regularly. It's because they're very involved with running the Sugar Refinery as well. This is The Beans. I'm going to play a track from the record Crane Wars. I am going to play a song from them called Hollow Stars, if it works.
Let the glue shed their spoke of something coming. Maybe you knew it had already grown inside. You said the news was close by, and I'd know soon I shouldn't have ignored your warning. Sister, spring will come to show us we are only made of water and bones. Someone will try to tell you, someone will turn and try to sell you water and stones. You with your restless eyes remind me of all. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we will get. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we all will get.
The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour returns with a stellar lineup of headliners, starring stand-up writer and person Dimitri Martin.
I'm standing right behind you.
Funny as Hell host John Doerr, Canadian Comedy Award winner Levi McDougall, and podcast superstar Todd Glass. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour at the Orpheum on November 14th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/comedy tour.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, the song cut off halfway through edition of Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight, live in studio and guaranteed not to buffer, is Alan Forrester. It's going to be playing live in studio, and also Orchard Pinkish. So that's going to be live at around 10 o'clock. They brought the gear. It's going to be plugged in the computer. Plugged into the soundboard, plugged into everything. It's going to be fantastic. Stick around for that. It is not stuff being played on the internet and possible slowdown congestion. I'm sure maybe there's some sort of a LAN party going on behind me in the Student Union building. But that's why all the internet is gone. All right. I'll tell you what I played in my last set. I played some Great and Ida with a song called Water and Bones. Off the record, Our Fall, that's her first record, Ida Nelson's first record, I believe. Yes, Ida used to be part of the sugar refinery. Before that, I played some songs, a song called Hollow Stars from the band of Beans. They are famous for playing, I think, for 24 hours straight, maybe, at the Sugar Refinery once at some point back in the 90s, 2000s. So there you go. There's the Beans and Great and Ida. And I try to squeeze in some Chris Riffick, and it played for 5 seconds and then it stopped. What I wanted to play was I Can Carry That. And before that, I played some Colossal Opposite. I didn't play the latest record from them. I tried to, and then it failed. So I went back to an old one that is on a library on the computer, ready to go. It is Mirror Stage from the album Mean Letters. Chris Riffick, at one point, was in the band Day Shoot Horses Note Day. He joined later on in the cycle of that band. And Ryan McCormick from Collapsing Opposite was in They Shoot Horses Don't They from the get-go, I believe, at least to my knowledge, from the very beginning. Might not be the first meeting, who knows. All right, I am going to keep on playing more music, but I have, you've heard the little ad PSA for the Capital One Just for Laugh comedy tour. That's a show happening at the Orpheum on November the 14th. I have a pair of tickets to give away. I don't think it's extra tickets. I think you just give me your name and they have your name at the door kind of thing. So that's November 14th at the Orpheum. And it is, who's in it? It's Dimitri Martin. You probably know who he is. John Doerr and Levi McDougall and Todd Glass. If you're interested in going to the show, just give me a call at 822-2487. It's UBC CITR, 604, 822-2487. And then you can go to the show and put your name down at the door. It's that easy. And until that happens, I am going to keep on playing more music. This is a band from Vancouver, local band. This was recorded a while back, but just released recently from them. They're called Flash Palace, with a song called Combined.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Someone to dress. Ooh. creating a person, a stroke for each strand of hair. I color the iris, I shape the nails too, I give it legs, make it stand, draw a line for it to land on. I have created a paper human.
That is Fistful of Snacks with a song called Paper Human, off a record called Climb the Glass Mountain. Fistful of Snacks features Robin Jacobs, who used to have a show on CITR. She had a nice name of the show, I've forgotten now, but she did have a show on CITR for quite a while. And she also played in Shindig at one point. The song that I played called, as I said, Paper Human, Kevin Romaine, who is in the band Spring, among other things, did a little bit of paper drumming on it, whatever that means. I guess it's a drum made of paper. So that is that from Fistful of Snacks. Before that, played an old one from a Vancouver band called Choir Practice. The song was called Pretty. Really not the plan, but the Choir Practice also played in Shindig. I'm not doing this on purpose, but there's going to be a lot of that going on. Choir Practice on signed on Mint Records. They put out that one album, and then some people moved to Saskatchewan, I believe, and that was that. And before the Choir Practice, I played in a Toronto band called Do Mix Say Think. I haven't played it in forever because the band's been in hiding forever. The record I played was You, Your History in Rest. Her Story of Gory is the name of the song. That record came out like 5-6 years ago. And they actually had one out in 2009, which is even like five years ago. The one that I played was was in 2007. Anyways, they apparently are working on songs, and supposedly a new album is to be released next year. So the band has not disbanded, despite not doing anything for the last 5 years. Do makes I think you might be hearing from them in a year. Before that, some Flash Palace with a song called Combined off a record called Ceiling All. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live from Thunderbird Radio. Hell is the program. On the show tonight, very shortly, they are doing sound check and all that stuff right now. We have Orchid Pinkish and also Alan Forrester. Stick around for that. That's going to be on very soon. Do not go anywhere. I am going to play for you now something a little bit different from the rest of the set I played. If you have been relaxing and lying down and enjoying the quiet songs, I apologize. This is probably not going to be as mellow as the last couple of things I played. But if you know this program, you know that it jumps from segment to segment. This is the WPP, Old Band from Vancouver, apparently are going back from retirement and going to be playing a show at least very soon. I mean, seeing tons of stuff on the internet about them practicing and getting ready for shows. So the WPP originally back in the old days were called the Witness Protection Program. They were called that in the 90s, more or less. They also, the theme of the show, they also played in Shindig. In I think they played in 2001, I'm going to say, or 2000. And they lost to a little band called Operation Makeout in the semifinals. So there you go. The WPP on CITR. And just to mention, if you are wondering about the Shindig stuff, Shindig CITR Battle of the Bands events, we are still taking submissions. If you want to join all these fine bands who has played in Shindig that I've played tonight, and I didn't really do this on purpose, so Fistful of Snacks, Cry Practice, the WPP, Flash Palace played, not really Chris Terrific, but Collapsing Opposite, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? All those fine roster of bands. Please go to shindig.citr.ca for more information. But without further ado, this is the WPP. We'll be right back.
out. Running us on down, addressing us out. Time to break, fist on the ground. Summon reveals, I am a body below.
The Red Jam Slam Radio Festival is back on the air for its second year. Tune in to CITR 101.9, CJSF 90.1, or Co-op Radio 100.5 to hear Red Jam Slam's simultaneous broadcast on September 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The Red Jam Slam Society encourages and honors all Aboriginal voices and will be proud to host musicians, comedians, poets, and so many more at the second annual Red Jam Slam Radio Festival. Check out Red Jam Slam Society on Facebook for more details and be sure to tune in on Monday the 22nd at 1 p.m.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I will quickly tell you what I played in that last set of, you just heard, Play Some Village with a song called Stranger Thoughts, and then some Bear Mountain. It's a band from Vancouver, which I've never